BBC News with Nick Kelly. President Obama says China must obey an international tribunal ruling against its territorial claims in the South China Sea. Addressing a summit of Asian leaders in Laos, Mr. Obama said the landmark ruling by the tribunal in The Hague had helped clarify maritime rights in the region. China refuses to recognize the judgment. President Obama has had a brief meeting with his Philippine counterpart Rodrigo Duterte in Laos, days after the controversial politician called the US leader the son of a whore. Donald Trump has again praised the Russian President Vladimir Putin during campaigning for November's US presidential election. In a question and answer session with military veterans, he said Mr. Putin had been more of a leader than President Obama. The Paralympics have officially opened in Brazil with a spectacular ceremony promoting the theme of inclusion. Brazil's president was booed by the crowd during his brief appearance. Nepal and India have urged China to share more information on glacial lakes and rivers in Tibet to help them plan for flash floods. In July, houses in a Nepali town were swept away by a sudden flood. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is due to meet the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, in London today, ahead of next week's meeting of EU heads of government. The summit in Bratislava will be the first to take place without the UK in the wake of the Brexit vote. Defence ministers from more than 80 countries will attend a peacekeeping conference in London today. It follows a commitment last year from a number of countries to provide more troops for UN peacekeeping operations around the world. And US media say the disgraced American swimmer Ryan Lochte has been suspended for 10 months by the country's Olympic Committee. Lochte was charged in Brazil with falsely reporting a crime after making up a story about being robbed during the Rio Olympics. BBC News.